The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, this issue on the economy is continues to drive this home. And I'll talk more about that with some of the new economic reports that came out. And then Joe Biden made a public statement today. But let's go back live to Trump for now.
Starting to drop in the Middle East. You see what's going on there, right? That would have never happened. Israel would have never happened. Ukraine would have never happened with Russia. You wouldn't have ever had an embarrassment like that Afghanistan disaster, worst, most embarrassing day in our country's history. Inflation would have never happened. We would have never had. It was caused by a very stupid energy policy. Then he went back to my policy because prices were going up so much. But it'll end. If they won this election on day one, all of that would end, and this country will go through hell. And it can never come back. Once it goes, it's pretty far down already. I'm going to have to work very hard. It's pretty far down. When you let 20 million people come into our country from places unknown and from prisons and from mental institutions and terrorists, Kamala Harris won't end the economic crisis. She will only make it worse. And why hasn't she done it? She talks about it. She's doing a plan. You know, she's going to announce it this week, maybe.
They really tried to bury us, folks, and they really have buried us. They basically buried us alive, and the Harris-Walz administration would just be the tombstone. But we're 6 feet under as a country, but we're still alive. We can like dig ourselves out. But
a couple of days ago, and we will have no tax on tips. I said that was my plan. Not only didn't she, I mean, they came up with a plan to go after all these people violently. Then one day she just uttered that sound, but she'll copy a lot of other things, too. But she'll never do them. She'll never do them. She'll say them for the election, but she'll never do them. She can't solve the problem because she is the problem. She really is. People like her.
Well said. I like that.
When I left office, I handed Kamala and crooked Joe Biden a surging economy with no inflation. The 30-year mortgage rate was 2.4%. Gasoline had reached $1.87 a gallon, and for periods of time was even lower than that. The African-American poverty rate was down 7%. The Hispanic-American poverty rate was down 8%. The biggest drops, the greatest drops that you've ever seen in this country. They've never had it so well. Nobody has. Every group. Men, women, Hispanics, Asians, blacks, everybody was down at a level that nobody's ever seen. We had some of the greatest periods of economic growth and health that any country has ever seen. I think probably more than any country has ever seen. In 4 short years under President Trump, we passed the largest tax cuts in history, the largest regulation cuts in history. We unleashed American energy and real income surged by more than $4,200 in just a short number of months. I mean, you never had it so good. Now you're not doing so well. I hate that. We had the strongest economy in history. There's never been a country that had an economy like us. I gave Harris and Biden an economic miracle, and they quickly turned it into an economic nightmare with a nation-wrecking agenda ripped straight out of Kamala's San Francisco liberal playbook, what they've done to poor San Francisco. Well, we're gonna try and bring that back too. Harris and Biden waged war on American energy, threw open our borders, flooded the country with low-wage migrant workers, passed the Green News scam, racked up almost $10 trillion in debt, and buried our workers in job-killing regulations, costing $10,000 per family. That's a lot of money. You don't have to imagine what a Harris presidency would look like. You're living through the misery right now, except it will get worse, and you're paying the price, a price like nobody's ever paid, and we're disrespected all over the world as a country. We were respected before. Putin respected us. President Xi of China respected us. Kim Jong-un of North Korea respected us. We were respected by everybody in the world. Today we're being laughed at.
How do you think world leaders are going to be receptive to Kamala Harris? Specifically ones in the Middle East. You think they're going to want to have anything to do with her? No.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Biden made an appearance at the White House today. Didn't really take questions. When the questions started coming, he backed out of the room. But he's claiming the economy is so much better, and he told you so here in Clip 7.
Yes, yes, yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start writing that way, okay? Anyway, thank you.
Start writing that way, he says to the press. I tell you what to write. You write positive stories for me. Oh, yeah, as if they haven't been running cover for you for 3.5 years. So he says inflation has come down. Well, technically, no, it hasn't, actually. It's up 2% year over year, which was a lower number than they anticipated. But he's saying, oh, it came down. Well, yeah, it's not like 8% or 10% like it was. Still up 2%. So the inflation is one thing, and it's obviously not a good thing. It's the consumer price index where people are being crushed. And I would say it's all relative, depending on where you live and lifestyle habits, let's say. But the cost of living in America under Joe Biden is up 20%, probably maybe closer to 25%. That's the real number. And so I don't know how you package this to message this to the American people to get them to understand, but they already know. But they need to have the connection made. Why is my grocery bill up? Biden-Harris policies. Why is price at the pump up? Biden-Harris policies. Why is my electricity bill up? Biden-Harris policies. So again, I don't know, how do you package it? How do you deliver it? How do you make sure people know that's the connection when they go vote? Because that's just undeniable. That's the living reality people are facing. But oh, I told you inflation would get better. Now ride it, says Joe Biden. Well, you can say inflation is down compared to what it was. It's still not down. And the consumer price index is still, the cost of living is still way higher under your administration than it was before. So no, you didn't solve the problem. And no, you don't get to tell the press what to write. But he thinks he's a dictator. All right, let's go back live to Donald Trump.
Nobody, you never had it so good. Now you're not doing so well, I hate to say. We had the strongest economy in history. There's never been a country that had an economy like us. I gave Harris and Biden an economic miracle, and they quickly turned it into an economic nightmare with a nation-wrecking agenda ripped straight out of Kamala's San Francisco liberal playbook, what they've done to poor San Francisco. Well, we're gonna try and bring that back, too. Harris and Biden waged war on American energy, threw open our borders, flooded the country with low-wage migrant workers, passed the Green News scam, racked up almost $10 trillion in debt, and buried our workers in job-killing regulations, costing $10,000 per family. That's a lot of money. You don't have to imagine what a Harris presidency would look like. You're living through the misery right now, except it will get worse, and you're paying the price, a price like nobody's ever paid, and we're disrespected all over the world as a country. We were respected before. Putin respected us. President Xi of China respected us. Kim Jong-un of North Korea respected us. We were respected by everybody in the world. Today, we're being laughed at. Today, we're being laughed at all over the world. You're paying the price for Kamala's liberal extremism at the gas pump, at the grocery counter, and on your mortgage bill, and on everything else. How about your car insurance? How's that doing? Not too good, right? I saw today it's up like 82%. We're not going to let this incompetent socialist lunatic keep breaking our economy for four more years. It'll destroy our country. On election day, we're going to tell her that we've had enough, that we can't take it anymore, Kamala. You're doing a horrible job. You were a terrible attorney general. You were a terrible district attorney. You're the worst vice president in history. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. Go. Get out of here. Right? Get her. Boom. Thank you.
You know, you think about it, they even stole the fight from Trump. You know, that's how Kamala finishes her rallies now.
And when we fight, we win.
So they even stole fight from this guy. They're just thieves.
That was a horrible day.
Kleptocrats.
She's flip-flopping on every single thing she's ever espoused or believed in, the border, health care, crime. But she truly is a radical. She's flip-flopping on everything to get elected. After she gets elected, it all goes right back to where it was. She refuses to do any interviews or press conferences. Almost 30 days now, she hasn't done an interview. You know why she hasn't done an interview? Because she's not smart. She's not intelligent. And we've gone through enough of that with this guy, Crooked Joe. He didn't do interviews either.
Remember,
they kept
by the
him
way,
in his
the talking point is back
basement.
Out today. It's Haberman with CNN. And it's always, you always know when they focus group this stuff because they all read off the exact script. So it's Haberman on CNN. Trump doesn't know how to attack her. She's younger. She's black. His line of attack is unknown. Really? He seems to be doing just fine as far as the attacks are concerned.
What's your favorite ice cream? With me, they ask me a little bit different question. That's all right. Did everybody the other night see Elon and me? It was great. That was one of the most successful shows ever done. I mean, that was a lot of people like him. I think they like me, too, come to think of it. But he's great. And he gave us his full endorsement. He's a great guy. But he basically, you know, he's a guy. Doesn't need this stuff. What he wants to do is see our country be great again, and he understands. And it's very hard for him to endorse the opposing party. It's not easy. It's very hard. But, you know, he really cares about our country, and he knows the opposing party has really destroyed our country and will destroy our country and permanently destroy our country, and he can't watch that. But we had a great chat for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours being grilled by Elon. And we had a good time, actually. We're talking about something we love, our country. Much easier when you love something, right? She doesn't want anybody to know what she's really for. And that way she can change it, you know? I mean, she'll tell you what she wants and change it the way she wants it. And ultimately, it'll be the way she wants it. I mean, the clown that she picked as a vice president, this guy's a clown. He was so bad. You know, when Minneapolis was burning down, he didn't want to call in the National Guard. I got him on the phone. You got to get the National Guard. Get it. I'm telling you, if I didn't force it upon him, you might not have the city. Remember CNN standing up? This is a season of love. This is a very peaceful protest. And the whole city is burning down behind him. You ever see anything? As far as I could see, the whole thing looked like World War II. Speaking of World War III, I'll keep you out of World War III. He's going to put you in World War III. We're very close. You're very close to being in a war, a big war, a world war. You're very close. We've never been this close. And we have incompetent people in the White House, grossly incompetent people. There was no reason for Russia and Ukraine to go at it. There was no reason for Israel to be attacked on October 7th. Would have never happened. But a politician will always go back to where they started. And on November 6th, she will be a San Francisco liberal, again, destroying everything in sight. I wonder what she does after this. Our country will never recover, especially when added to the destruction they've already caused over the last almost 4 years. Think of our country. Think of the border. Think of what happened. We had the best border. You know my favorite, my all-time favorite graph, right? That is my all-time favorite graph, not only because it shows the best border, but for another reason. I tell you what, I'm glad I looked around to look at it. Go, wah, pew. That's my favorite of all time. Even if it was. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Even if it were bad numbers, negative numbers, I still think it would be my favorite of all time. If Harris wins this election, the result will be a Kamala economic crash, a 1929-style depression. 1929. When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand-new Trump economic boom. It'll be a boom. We're going to turn this country around so fast. Many people say that the only reason the stock market is up is because people think I am going to win. Did you ever hear that? But there was one day, a couple of weeks ago, when they weren't thinking that, and you saw what happened. This will be a 1929-style crash. You know, I have one of the most brilliant men in Wall Street, I think, here. I shook hands with him just a little while ago. Scott, where's Scott? Where's Scott? Oh, stand up. This man, will you come up here, please? Just come up here for a moment. He is considered one of the most brilliant men on Wall Street, and he's made certain statements. I'd like him to make them because probably I'd be better off if he made them than me, right? But I do agree with him. But no, he's considered one of the greatest on all of Wall Street, respected by everybody. And I'm not sure he can get through Secret Service. It's gotten very tight. Come on up, Scott. Come on up. Come on up, Scott. Come on up here. Look at him. And he's a nice-looking guy, too. You want to say a couple of words?
Sure.
Come on.
Look, this is the Trump economy. This is the Trump stock market. And I can tell you that it will be Kamala Harris will start with a Kamala crash in the stock market, and then it will be the Kamala crash in the economy. And I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I am convinced that President Trump is ahead in the polls now. He is going to stay ahead in the polls. And that he may beat Kamala Harris by more than he would have beaten President Biden.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
You know,
thank you.
Let me just interject here and comment on this because, you know, I don't really do the red on red punching, right on right infighting. And I hope that you find it worth your time to tune into this show for the best political news coverage and analysis. But I do see everything and people ask me what I think about it. And I don't think too much about, let's say, the dissident right that's you know, putting the pressure sometimes in a hostile way on the Trump campaign or even towards Trump himself. I don't necessarily agree with the tactics. I don't necessarily like the tactics. I have my own concerns and issues. But, you know, here's my thing. Everything needs to be in perspective. And this is what I say to people who become doom and gloom when they see this stuff going on. Everything needs to be put into perspective. And Let's start with this context. Who was on the playing field in 2016? Let's just remember this. Before we get into all the inside developments of conservative politics and red-on-red infighting, who was actually on the ground and involved in 2016? Let's just keep that in mind. Now, having said that, when you go back to 2016, what were our big issues trying to get Trump across the finish line in 2016? What were the big issues? He wasn't getting any of the big endorsements, and he couldn't even get mainstream conservative news behind him, and he couldn't even get the Republican Party and the GOP behind him. Okay. We were able to do it grassroots with our own will and the right people at the right time on the ground moving the needle. Quite frankly, InfoWars, our audience maybe being one of those biggest factors, if not the biggest. And we did it, and we won in 2016. Well, and you look at where we're at now in 2024, now we've got the big endorsements. Now the Republican Party is behind Donald Trump. Now the mainstream conservative news is behind Donald Trump. And we're having this weird infighting, internal pressure campaign techniques and hostile actors towards Trump. And I'm just sitting here saying, where were you in 2016, and how can you not see that this isn't about you? This is about getting Trump back into the White House. Now, I'm okay if you disagree with this point, but for me, it's Trump should have already earned your vote at this point in time, specifically if you're a conservative. Again, doesn't mean you agree with everything he's ever said or done. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he said or done. It's just, really? What are we going to go with here? What are our options? Well, RFK Jr., they're not even letting him on the ballot, by the way, folks. That's a story we'll have coming up. They're not even going to let him on the ballot. So he doesn't have a chance. So you've got Trump and you've got Kamala Harris. 4 years of Donald Trump was pretty good. Definitely better than 4 years of Harris. So, you know, what is this that Trump has to earn your vote? You're voting for the better of two outcomes in this case. Trump is trying to get the undecided voter. Trump is trying to get the moderate voter. Trump is trying to get the liberal voter. And he's actually doing it. It literally has to be too big to rig. We know that. And so that's my issue here. When I see these pressure campaigns and when I see these doom and gloomers, I would say, hey, let's just remember where we were at in 2016, what it took to get Trump across then. And let's not pretend that in 2016, if we had this behind us, we would have been much more comfortable and happy. And now we have it, and people are bitching and complaining. So that's my thought on that. Now, again, as far as the campaign managers are concerned, Wiles and La Civita, I'd say it's good strategy to get rid of them at this point. If not, just to inject some new energy into the campaign. And to kind of give this dissident right something to chew on. But we are in a much better position we were at now than we were in 2016. That's just true. And to say that Trump needs to earn your vote, well, okay, so you can either stay home or you can go vote for Kamala Harris, who I guess is, you know, has a chance, or you can go vote for RFK Jr., who they're not even going to allow on the ballot, or you can go right in Mickey Mouse because he's got the same chance of winning of whoever else you're going to ride in or vote for. But that's just me looking at this through a pragmatic lens. All right, let's go back to Donald Trump, still live in North Carolina.
Energy for heat, for air conditioning are through the roof. And you know why? Because they don't want to put a pipeline through a section of New York that desperately wants it to happen, a very poor area. They won't do it. And until fairly recently, you know who used to deliver them the oil? Russia. Russia ships were pulling up to New England. How is that? Under Kamala's extreme high-cost energy policy known as net zero, you know what net zero? They have no idea what it means, by the way. It's net zero. What does that mean? Nobody knows. Ask her what it means. We're going to go to a net zero policy. What does that mean? I have no idea. She's attempting to abolish oil, coal, and natural gas. 84% of U.S. energy supplied. She wants it ended. Do you think that's going to lift your prices a little bit? Think of that. They're going to take away 84%. And the real stuff, that's the stuff that powers the plants. It's not wind that goes around and around. And, darling, let's watch the president's State of the Union speech tonight. I'm sorry, we won't be able to do it. The wind isn't blowing, darling. We have no electricity. We have no electricity, darling. We won't be able to watch tonight. But perhaps sometime during the week, it will be blowing and we'll be able to get our television on. Upon taking office, Harris and Biden shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. They issued orders to close dozens and dozens of existing power plants. And Kamala has vowed that if elected, she will absolutely ban fracking. She said, I'll ban fracking just recently. I'll ban fracking. There will be no fracking. That means that she can't win the state of Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania is all about fracking. That's their biggest industry. And you know what, Pennsylvania, I hope you're watching because that's what she says and that's what she'll do and that's what she'll go back to. She wants to ban fracking and she's wanted it for her entire career. And we're not going to let her destroy our country like that. We're not going to let her. If Harris gets in, energy prices will skyrocket far more than even in Europe. You know, Europe's a basic disaster because they've tended to go a little bit woke, but that's now changing. Have you been watching? That's changing. Inflation will surge into double digits in our own country, and your quality of life will absolutely collapse. Your quality of life is going to collapse under these lunatics. By contrast, she said it already has. Who said that, ma'am? Wow. You look healthy, though. You look very nice. You look very nice. By contrast, I'm announcing today that under my leadership, the United States will commit to the ambitious goal of slashing energy and electricity prices by half, at least half. We intend to slash prices by half within 12 months at a maximum 18 months. And if it doesn't work out, you'll say, oh, well, I voted for him. I still got him down a lot, but we're looking to do it. We're looking to cut him in half, and we think we'll be able to do better. And every single thing that I promised, I produced. Every single thing.
All right, Trump speaking live in North Carolina. We will continue our coverage. Remember, folks, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com so we can stay on the air and continue to bring you live coverage of Trump campaigns, Trump Spaces on X with Elon Musk, our normal live shows, our great guests, and everything else.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men, men make good times make weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely does even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Piercing through the globalist agenda, welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's continue here with President Trump speaking live in North Carolina. We'll get into the rest of this news coverage. I did say I'd take calls, too, so we'll still continue to do that as we reach the halfway point now. But back to Trump live.
Previous to COVID coming in, think of that. It was actually higher, and we handed them something that was a jewel. By the way, more people died from COVID in the Biden administration than the Trump administration, and he got it when it was ending all over the world. It was pretty much ending. So we never really got the credit we deserved for that with the ventilators and all of the different things that we did, the outfits, a lot of things. We were producing in New Hampshire and different places, masks. We had mask factories opening up. We had everything, and we did a good job. And then it came back, and it came should have come roaring back, but they really blew it. They spent so much money. They didn't have to spend any more money. What they had to do is let our economy take over. But we had some great Republican governors that did a fantastic job. The Democrat governors, not so much. Out of the top 25, as an example, crime-ridden cities, virtually every single one of them is run by Democrats. Think of that. To make both new and used cars more affordable, I will end the Biden-Harris electric vehicle mandate on day one. Doesn't make sense. And by the way, there's a great place for electric cars. They're going to do great. I think they're going to do great. And Elon's heard me say that many times. He still endorsed me. I mean, I wouldn't be able to change. It's a question of how far do they go and how much do they cost and all of the different things, factors. But electric cars have a great place in our country, but you have to be able to be really get gasoline-powered cars, hybrids, many different types. Diesel, you want diesel with trucks. You know, they want to make trucks all electric. Going to California, you have 6 stops. With diesel, you have no stops. That's hard to beat, right? If they're too heavy, common sense. We're the party of common sense. An electric truck weighs two and a half times what a gasoline-propelled truck weighs, right? That would mean you would have to rebuild every bridge and tunnel in the United States. Oh, that sounds reasonable. It would cost so much money, the United States doesn't have, every country together doesn't have what it would cost. But there's a great place for electric, but there's a place for everything, and you should be able to go out and buy what you want. You go out and buy what you want. To further reduce consumer prices, I will immediately eliminate every single costly job-killing regulation the Biden-Harris administration has created, and they've created a lot. Remember, I took out 12 for everyone I created, and we ended up doing more than that. We got rid of so many regulations that were so unnecessary. Some of them were 100 years old. In my first term, our regulation cuts saved the typical American family $11,000. In my next term, the Trump dividend will be even larger. It'll be a dividend. By repealing the Biden-Harris regulatory onslaught, we can save an estimated $20,000. And you're talking about a tremendous amount, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year just in savings. So to get to economic relief to workers and families, we will make additional tax cuts. That's what gave us the great economy. We'll make tax cuts additionally, will make them permanent because, you know, we have a thing where they want to terminate at the end of the period when they expire. The Trump tax cuts, 5 years, they want to let them expire. That would mean your taxes would go up 4 times. You'll be paying 4 times much. And we will do something else which was copied, I mean, viciously, ruthlessly copied. No tax on tips, okay? No tax on tips. You know, if they wanted to do that, why didn't they do it 3.5 years ago? They didn't want to. It was actually the opposite. They hired 88,000 IRS agents to go after these people. So for every position, the fake new Kamala takes down, and all of these positions 3 weeks ago, the real Kamala said the exact opposite, the exact opposite. With me, you will always have a president who tells it like it is. You will always have somebody where I let you know where I stand, and you can vote for me or not, but you need that, and you need consistency, and you need brilliance. You need brilliance. She is not a brilliant person. She is not a smart person. She is not very smart. But it is crazy, isn't it, though? Isn't it crazy? She was so disrespected just a few weeks ago, and now it's like, Kamala, Kamala. The fake news. The fake news is a threat to our country. Don't kid yourself. To help seniors on fixed incomes who are suffering the ravages of inflation, there will be no tax on Social Security. We're going to stop it. No tax on Social Security. This cruel double taxation of Social Security benefits, and this has been talked about for a long time. She'll probably announce this on Friday, too. Oh, look, they have a spy in the audience right over there. He's spying. Let's see. Kamala, I think we should do no tax on Social Security. But it only came into existence in 1984, and at that time, it only affected a very small number of recipients. But now, nearly half of all seniors are forced to pay income tax on Social Security, and thanks to inflation under Harris, she is horrible. This tax hits more seniors every year, more and more, and they can't make it. They're not making it. They're failing. You know, the people that did it right, they saved, they worked, they saved and saved. Those are the people that were hurt most by this kind of thinking and this economy. With your vote, I will end this injustice, and I will always protect Social Security and Medicare for our great seniors, just as I did for four incredible years. There was never any talk about doing anything. By contrast, Kamala Harris has a three-step plan to destroy Medicare and to destroy Social Security. First, she has thrown open our borders. You know what that's going to do. They're all signing up. Oh, congratulations. They'll be all signing up right next to you. But she's opened up our borders. Think of it. Again, I believe it's 20 million people, but I think it's probably much more with the gotaways. And you know what a gotaway is, right?
Yeah, I mean, folks, the numbers of illegal crossings under the Harris administration, Biden-Harris, 20 million. You know, that's the population of the state of New York. Just a little perspective for you.
Coming into our country, they thought it was unfair, and it's not unfair. But Mexico agreed to it, remain in Mexico, and they ended it very early. They ended it almost immediately. Second, she's flooding our country with millions and millions of low-wage migrants and giving them welfare, free health care, food stamps, public benefits. And third, she's giving them what our military vets don't get. They're sleeping on a street in freezing or very hot weather. And illegal immigrants that came in so illegally and don't speak a word of English are living in some of the most luxurious hotels in the world. It's incredible. You see that? You've been seeing the stories. They're living in hotels. They're taking, right, front row Joes? They're taking some of the best hotels because the government pays more than they can get from wealthy customers. So they say, well, I don't know about this. I think we'll take the illegal immigrant. We're going to get more money from the U.S. government than some rich guy coming in from Argentina. And third, she wants to make them all citizens, dumping them into Medicare and Social Security until those programs buckle and collapse. And that's what's going to happen. Under them, Social Security, Medicare, and other programs will collapse. No country can sustain what's happening right now. The millions of illegal aliens pouring into our country under a border czar Harris are coming from all sorts of places, from countries unknown, literally.
All right, typical
from
Trump fashion
unknown.
Here. He's gone, I think, over an hour now. We might take it for one more segment, but I got other news to cover, and I said I'd take phone calls, so he might go all night, this guy. Kamala Harris reads off a teleprompter for 20 minutes, and she's done. Trump just goes for hours. He's like the Energizer Bunny of politics.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Energizer Bunny of American politics go. Donald Trump speaking for longer than an hour, still going in North Carolina. I think we'll carry it one more segment and then get into the news. But let's go back to President Trump still speaking.
The illegal aliens, somebody's got to take care. They're being occupied. And the reason they're coming is because people like Gavin Newsom and people like Kamala are saying, come, come, it's the American dream, come. They're destroying our country. We can't do it. We can't let it continue. You're not going to have a country anymore. People like Scott, brilliant Wall Street people, they're right about what they say. And that's also common sense. I'll tell you, it's all about common sense. The Republican Party is the party of common sense.
Bingo.
Kamala Harris wants to eliminate private health insurance. Does anybody have private health
insurance?
That
needs to be here? Like the official
a lot of people,
Republican
yeah.
Party
a lot
slogan.
Of people, they want it. That's what they want.
Party
they
of common sense.
Now, if you want to have other, you have other. But they want to take it and they want to turn it off. It doesn't cost our country anything. They want to turn it off. This is what people, they work hard. They make enough money. They want to have a private plan. It's a more luxurious plan. That's okay. But they want to give free taxpayer-funded health care to every single illegal alien in this country. Kamala wants to do that. Now, she'll probably, here's a little bet we'll make. She'll probably change over the next short period of time. You know, we said, what do you do with some monsters that we have, monsters, some of the worst killers in the world, in detention centers? You know, they're in detention centers that we have along the border. And you know what she said? They have to be released. We're going to release. These are murderers. These are killers. These are drug dealers. These are the worst people on earth. You don't get much worse. She said, now she'll probably change her mind on that, too. But she wants to release. This is, remember, I said it before, a person that's considered far more liberal than crazy Bernie Sanders. He's crazy, you know, and far more liberal than crazy Bernie. This is considered worse. And we're not going to have a president like that. Somebody was saying last night on television that when the people find out, the wonderful Sean Hannity actually said it. Have you ever heard of him? Yes. But he said it, but everyone's saying it. When people find out about her, that she's a very liberal person. You know, they use the word progressive. They don't use liberal anymore. They use progressive because it sounds so nice. Progressive. What is progressive? That means forward thinking. It's not, it's the opposite. But she's the most liberal senator that we've had in 50, 60 years. I think probably ever, but far more liberal than crazy Bernie. By contrast, I'm going to keep the Affordable Care Act unless we can do something much better. We'll keep it. It stinks. It's not good. If we can do something better, we're going to do something with it. If we can do better, meaning less expensive and better health care for you, less expensive and better health care for you, then we'll do it. We're not looking better for the government. We're looking better for you. She goes around saying, well, he's going to get rid of the health. No, no, I'm going to keep it unless we can come up with something that's better for you and less expensive for you. Otherwise, we're not doing it. And you saw that. Having to do with Social Security. For 4 years, I was there, and for 4 years, I never raised the age. They're going to end up raising your age by 5 years. I never raised your age. I never did anything. I left your plan the way it was. Never touched it. I was there 4 years. Same thing with Russia. They said, oh, he's going to go and, you know, start a war or something. Well, you know what? For 4 years, Russia never went in to Ukraine. They waited till I got out, and then the army started to form. But, you know, if you go back with Russia, Bush let them have a lot of land. You know that. Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? Barack Hussein Obama let them have a lot of land. Now you have Biden. He's letting them have the whole thing. Okay? The whole thing. But you had President Trump. What did Putin take under Trump? Nothing. Nothing. Took nothing. He took nothing under Trump, but he took under Bush. He took under Obama, big, big stuff. He took in Ukraine, in and around Ukraine, but he took nothing under Trump. But now he's taken, now he's going for the big one, isn't he? Huh? We're going to deliver lower prices, lower drug costs, new options that will dramatically reduce the crushing burden of American patients. Kamala and Joe tried to take credit for $35 insulin. You know that. You know who did that. I did that. I did that. I did the insulin, and it kicked in. And you know, I remember when I did it, it had to be a statute. It was a certain statute that took a certain period of time. I said, I hope I'm elected because somebody's going to get a lot of credit for doing what I got done. I got it done. $35 insulin. And now they take credit for it. It's terrible. Terrible. They take credit for a lot of things they shouldn't be taking credit for. You know, if they said, congratulations, he did a good job on insulin, that would be nice. Nobody's going to go crazy about that. Congratulations, because insulin was impossible for people to afford. They were dying. They didn't get it. The expense was, I got it for $35. Nobody thinks it's, like, even possible. But they could say, like, you did a great job. Thank you very much. Or you did a good job. But instead, they say, we brought insulin in at $35. It's a lie. Kamala is fighting for health care for illegal aliens and fighting for health care for, and think of this, he's fighting for health care for people that are destroying our country. I'm fighting for health care for the American people, the people that are supposed to have the health care. The colossal influx of migrants into our cities is driving rent, absolutely through the roof. That's why, and you know who's paying the rent? The government. Our government is paying rent. We're paying numbers that were not obtainable. In fact, if I ever went back into business, I'd buy some buildings in certain areas and I'll charge the government the highest rent you've ever seen. That's what they're doing. Some very smart landlords are getting a lot of money. That's why some of the luxury hotels are going into migrants. They can make much more money renting to a migrant than to wealthy people. But that's why, as president, I will seal the border. I will send them all back to their countries where they belong. Prices will come down and come down dramatically and come down fast. To further address the housing affordability crisis, we will work with states like Nevada, a great state. We're leading big in the poll there, by the way. Thank you very much. Good governor. To open up large tracts of federal land for housing constructions and similar to opportunity zones that I did with Senator Tim Scott, a great guy from South Carolina. Senator from South Carolina. Came in, he said, I have this idea. He's had it for a long time, but he could never get a president to execute it. I did, and opportunity zones, one of the greatest things that we've done in terms of economic development. I give Tim Scott a lot of credit for that, too. These areas will have low taxes, low regulation to stimulate rapid economic growth, maximum affordability, and the return of a thing called, which I always come back to, the American dream, because we've lost the American dream. We will bring back our supply chains. You know, supply chains were basically not even talked. It was automatic. You have a thing, it's delivered from here to here. When this lunatic became president, with her, remember, she was there at every step of the way, but she was like silent because she was, I don't know, nobody respected her until she was the only choice left. They couldn't get anybody else. Did you see where they had the 12 most likely people to be chosen after Biden? And she was ranked number last, and she was the one that was picking. She was ranked. She was ranked below Tim. He was second, I think, second to last. We will bring back our supply chain. We're gonna bring back our supply chains. We're gonna bring them back from China and other foreign countries, ending costly supply chain. Those are supply chain disruptions. We're gonna bring them back.
I really would like to see that. And by the way, don't you think it would be energy efficient to manufacture goods here in the United States and not in China on the other side of the planet? It'd be energy efficient, wouldn't it?
We're going to have 10 to 20% tariffs on foreign countries that have been ripping us off for years. We're going to charge them 10 to 20% to come in and take advantage of our country, because that's what they've been doing for nothing. To take our jobs, we're going to charge them and bring back millions and millions of jobs by doing so, and billions of dollars. I did that with China. I took in hundreds of billions of dollars with China. Nobody ever took in 10 cents from China, and it slowed them down, and it made us much better. In fact, Biden's been unable to take those tariffs off China because there's so much money coming in, they don't know what to do. How do you replace it? Our current, he's
all right.
On the take. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Trump might just go all night here. We're going to come back in the third hour. I got a bunch of news and video clips to get to. So we'll probably move on from the Trump event there in North Carolina and also open up the phone lines as we get into the third hour now of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers, and these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus their great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.